Blog Talk Radio.
That's what it sounded like when Kenny Omega and John Moxley were fighting Wednesday. But for the people listening to us, you're here. We're finally back on the air. You're at UWC Radio. That's the United Wrestling Council. Had a few problems or whatever, weren't able to get on the air. It was just a couple of minor mishaps. But we should be back. It should be good for a while now because it's just a little problems here and there that we had to take care of, which is all taken care of thanks to the owner and proprietor and what's the word I'm looking for? The takeover-er of the United Wrestling Council, Manny Pinson. Hey, we've been going back and forth for the last 2 weeks trying to make sure, because we had so many people scheduled. It really sucks because we had Gabriel Green ready to roll. We had Gustavo Lopez. We had a whole bunch of, we were mixing it up a little bit, getting some mixed martial artists in here who had some big fights coming up. So, you know, it's especially when they get to getting close to training camp, it's hard for them to commit to a show or whatever. So we're like, cool, no problem. And then Manny calls me, goes, look, man, I talked to Mondo Guerrero. We want to get him on, who we've been wanting to get him on for a minute now, only strictly for the fact that he's old school. And I remember when I was training with Pistol Pete, we talked a lot about different ways, different angles. And between them two, and of course, Manny, Bull Ramos Jr., when we're coming up in the business, they had the little things showing us. Just things to keep the people coming back. But so hopefully we'll get him back on or whatever. But today, got a lot to talk about. I'm going to bring Kayam on at about the 7:15 mark because he when I'm looking for somebody to spill some knowledge or whatever, that's who I bring on because he's been in the business so long. You know, I completely forgot about Enigma. I forget that everybody's home, man, with this COVID. And I think we're getting ready for round two. You know, I think they're going to lock everybody down. But hopefully it's not going to be till Monday because both 1,000% Knockout Nicolette Marie and I have a huge show coming up. It's this Sunday. It's going to be at the BH Event Center. It's at 23802 Avenue de Carlota in Laguna Hills, California. The doors open at 4. First match is at 5. This turned out to be a little bit better than I expected because I've worked for Richard Garcia a couple of times and with RJ, who I've been working with for quite some time. And they had a couple of shows. It was huge because people just dying to go see a show. It went really well. And then the next one, we had a whole bunch of people, Barcas and all those people. And we both of us had prior commitments, couldn't make that show. But for this one, when I talked to RJ, he's like, bro, I want to put you with Sean Black and put you up against Camacho and Zodiacal. And I'm like, what did Camacho and Zodiacal do? Or whatever. He's like, nah, man, you know what? So I'm super, super glad that we got this show coming up so we can get one last show in before I think they're going to lock us down. I've been watching the news. They're like, oh, we're going to shut this down, and this is happening, blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, I don't care. Just do it on Monday because we want to be able to make this show. So it's probably and honestly, for the people listening to us here at UWC Radio, myself, Manny Pinson, Mark from Pulse Photos, we have been diligently working to get our show prepped and ready to go, which it is. It's locked and loaded. We're just waiting to get that clearance from the CDC, which we've been fighting back and forth trying to get it because it's an outside venue. It hasn't been happening. And now if we go on a second lockdown, it's just going to be even that much longer that we have to wait, which if we do have to have it outside, doesn't matter anyways because we're coming up on the winter, won't be able to get everything out there. But anyways, we're still working on it. So I think this is going to be one of the last shows until they lock us down for a while, definitely for the next year. So if you want to go check it out, it's going to be this Sunday. It's in the city of Laguna Hills, which is out in Orange County. That's where we're able to have it out there, whatever. It's going to be huge, man. You got to come and check it out. I'm like 99% sure it might be the last one before they lock us down. There's a whole bunch of shows booked, but if you want to come check it out, It's $20 for adults, and I believe the kids, if they bring an unwrapped toy or whatever, they get in for free or for a discounted rate or whatever, so you might want to check that out. It's at the BH Event Center. It's at 23802 Avenue de Carlota in Laguna Hills, California. Doors open at 4. First match should be around 5 o'clock. Probably one of the nicest venues that I've worked at. Very, very clean parking. Everything's just all on point. So make sure you check it out. Main event is going to be Bestia, Damien, and Vito Fertelli versus the LA Effers, which is Maldad, Shamu, and Acero Dorado Jr. That's the main event. That's going to be slamming La Familia de Tijuana. Not only that, but they're bringing Extreme Tiger from TJ. So it's Extreme Tiger and Rey León. They're going to take on OG Playboy and Amazing Jr. That's going to be a slamming match because, especially because they're brothers, Amazing Jr. and OG Playboy, they've been working with each other for a while. So it's going to be a slam match. But Jack Cartwheel, it says on the flyer, I don't know what's happening, but it says Jack Cartwheel and Acero against Príncipe Hindú and Superboy Jr. I don't think Acero's going to do double duty that day. I'm pretty sure he's not, so I don't know who's going to put it. But regardless of who they put in that spot, that's going to be a good match because, you know, I wrestled Jack Cartwheel 2 shows ago, and he's got skills. But you put him up against Príncipe Hindú and Superboy Jr., that's going to blow the roof off. I'm calling that the sleeper match because that's going to be a slam match, depending on who they put him with. If they do put him with Acero, it's going to be good, but I think they're going to bring somebody else because I don't think Acero's doing double duty. And then to open the show, it's going to be myself and Sean Black against Camacho and Zodiacal. Zodiacal, I think, has been working a little bit at Inoki Dojo, doing some shows over there, so that's me. I like to test my skills, but with if I got Sean Black with me, it's just, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say like impact, like high impact, but it's just going to be destruction because it's just two heavyweights against some lighter guys or whatever, but I could just see mass destruction coming up for this match. So if you want to come and check it out, definitely you got to come down and check it out. It's going to be, you know, the show that might be for a little while. But like I said, we have been working diligently to get our show and everything off the road. That's why we have this show as a vehicle, so we can keep everybody in the loop and let them know what's going on. You know, we've even had to change the card a couple of times because we don't know if this person is going to make this date or whatever. But I think pretty soon they're going to lock everybody down, so we should be able to get these guys locked and loaded for when we have our show out there in Torrance. That's what we're looking forward to. So make sure you check that out. And before we get to Guyan, huge news, you know, like we talk a lot on this show, and when Manny and I are talking, we talk about wrestlers and stuff like that, and I always say if it's somebody, if they're that good, it's somebody that I would pay to see. And I'm like, it takes a lot for me to go pay to see somebody, but or to buy a pay-per-view. That's what we talk a lot about that too. It's got to be specific for me to put out my hard-earned money to buy a pay-per-view. But this Ring of Honor pay-per-view that's coming up on the 18th of December, it's a Friday night, I've gotten the last couple ones and they've been pretty good. But this one in particular, I'm definitely going to buy. I'm definitely going to get because Brody King, who's homegrown right here in SoCal, he came up through Santino Brothers. He went to New Japan, was working with Marty Scurll and all them at Villain Enterprises, and then he went out on his own and is working at Ring of Honor, but he still goes back and forth with New Japan. He's finally getting his title shot. He's going to be wrestling Rush, who, as you know, coming from CMLL, doing so much damage and everything out there, he sprouted out and started going working out other places and started working for Ring of Honor, won the belt over there. So Rush against Brody King at Final Battle on the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, I am definitely going to buy that. I think it's huge. I even sent Brody King a message today and said, look, man, you know, you paid your dues. This is it, bro. You know, they finally are seeing what you're really worth, what you're made of. Now, if they're going to put the belt on him, I don't know. That's going to remain to be seen. If they did, I think he would do well. It was probably a little over a year ago. When I went to Santino Brothers, I was talking with Joey Chaos, who's the main trainer over there, who I've known for years and wrestled with him, and of course Lester. We all, you know, came up in the business together. And when he was training, and I went to go talk to him, working on doing a live broadcast from there, and I saw him, and he was still getting his feet wet and working, but he was still working a lot, just strictly because he's such a big dude and has that look. And I saw him, and I said, man, you know, who is this kid? He said, oh, that's Brody. Brody King. I said, man, I said, this kid looks like a wrestler. I mean, he's got that look. You know, you can, I said, you know, how, oh, he's been training here for a while. He's working, and what, he's smart because he takes the lucha class on Tuesdays because, you know, he wants to be well-rounded and everything. And I'm like, man, this, the first day I saw him, I said, this kid looks like a wrestler. He just got that it factor. And then, of course, he just blossomed from there. He just kept working and honing his craft. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't hurt that he's such a big dude or whatever, but he's really, really taking it to the next level and getting out on his own. I personally, if I was booking the Ring of Honor, I wouldn't have a problem putting the belt on him or whatever. So definitely going to check out that pay-per-view. Then you got Jay Briscoe against EC3. EC3, who was lost in the shuffle at WWE, who's in good shape. He's even in better shape now. He was smart. The 3 months that he had his no contact order or whatever, he was just strictly getting in shape and getting ready. So going to break him out for the pay-per-view. Of course, Dragon Lee, who is Rush's brother, the light heavyweight champion, he's going to defend his belt. But the sweet match that's going to be on this whole card stacked from top to bottom. But one of the main reasons, of course, Brody King and Rush. But Mexi Squad is going to be wrestling. That's Bandido, Rey Horus, and Flamita. They're going to be taking on Shane Taylor, Moses, and Khan, which is, to me, I think if they could have did a little bit better matchup with those, only because Bandido, Rey Horus, and Flamita can really go, or whatever. These guys are a little bit too big and a little bit too slow for those guys, but still, it's going to make great, you know, make for a great match or whatever. So definitely, I highly recommend that if you got nothing going on Friday on the 18th of December, get that pay-per-view. I know also Tyler Bateman, I think he only goes by Bateman now, another Santino product is out there now too. He's working. I think they're going to put him on the pay-per-view. I don't know for sure, but again, man, a Santino, trained at Santino Brothers, kept working. He's out there in Ring of Honor now. He's going to hopefully be on that pay-per-view, so make sure you check it out. That's some good SoCal talent that's going to be on a major, major pay-per-view for Ring of Honor. So, and of course, after the pay-per-view's over, we'll review it, talk a little bit about it, what they should have done and what they shouldn't done or whatever, but I think they got something there. I think they got something good going there. So we're going to go ahead and take a little break. We'll get Guyan on here, talk a little bit about what's happening now with the lucha scene and everything, especially with this COVID. So we'll get him on here, and then we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the merge with AEW and TNA, you know, Impact Wrestling and stuff. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Guyan after this. Hold on, everybody. Check it out. But for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio, United Wrestling Council. When I post everything up and put everything in the computer, I always put it as showcasing SoCal's independent upcoming talent. But we talk about everything, but we want to give them a place so they can shine and get their stuff out there. And somebody who else is with us on that is Paul's Photos. So don't forget, Paul's Photos, far and away, is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Pulse Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. It's located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. You can call Mark at 310-375-7014. And you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Make sure you check it out. Pulse Photo, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. Make sure you check him out. He's been working hard to get everything. He's been established for a while, but when we first started a working relationship with them, they got so much that you can rent, like say you want to make your own commercial or especially now with all the YouTube stuff and all that going on, if you want to make your own little vignettes or cut some promos or whatever, they can rent you the equipment to do it professionally. He'll coach you through it, tell you how to get it done or whatever. That's huge. When we did the live broadcast out there, it was awesome because we had a lot of fun out there and were fully enlightened as to how you can make them pictures come out good. If you can make me look good, that's saying something. So let's go ahead and give Guyam a call. Hopefully he's there because when I shot him a text, he didn't text me back, but he should be. So we'll see what happens.
Hello.
Hey, Guyam, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
I could hear you loud and clear, and I love it, brother.
Dude, it's so good to hear from you, man, because I haven't talked to you for a while. You know, I got a lot I want to talk to you about, especially with the, you know, the lucha scene and stuff like that. But, you know, in the opening, we talked a lot. I think, you know, we might be getting ready for a second round of lockdown in this COVID, you know, COVID pandemic or whatever. Do you feel the same way, or what do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it's necessary. I mean, there's no sense in rushing things. We have to listen to the experts, to the CDC, and so I mean, if they recommend a lockdown, let's do it. I'd rather have a lock up or an arm bar than that. But I mean, we'll get through. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
I certainly hope so. God
willing.
You even had something scheduled for Puerto Escondido tomorrow,
Did you
have to cancel that because of COVID?
December 5th, yes, the owner had to cancel because the city shut down his place.
Yeah.
And he wants no gathering of any kind. So, unfortunately, that's what we're looking at. It's a sign of the times, but we're strong. We as Americans, we're strong, and as humans, I should say, because this is a world issue. But God willing, and with everybody pitching in and following the advice of these experts, we'll get through. We've been through other stuff, and we'll get through this. And Lucha Libre is resilient. Pro wrestling is just as tough as its workers, and we'll get through with this, and we'll be banging each other up and knocking each other in the side of the head very soon again.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, because I only thought it was going to be a few months. I mean, we're getting close to a year now with what's been happening.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, the few times that I've been to that's what, you know, to keep everything going and make sure the fans stay, you know, in touch with what's going on. You know, they've had a few things over there at Puerto Escondido. Furia Latina Radio comes and, you know, they do a live broadcast and everything. But the last one that we had over there, I'm going to go on record as saying that's probably one of the best times that I had. Because, first of all, we got there.
Yeah, we had a great time, I think.
Yeah, we sat
always,
down and you know, this is the first time we got to sit down and eat and actually have food there, which was slamming, you know, definitely.
Oh, yeah,
and then
it's wonderful that there's...
Yeah, you gave back to the fans. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, brother, I think the reason why we had such a great time is because being with the fans, getting the feedback from the fans, I mean, the love for the passion that we have for our sport, lucha libre, pro wrestling, it's so immense, and the fans feel it. They feel it in their bones, and they give it right back to you. But a lot of times, because you're up in the ring and they're in their seats, and then you go to the dressing rooms, and on the way in and the way out, of course, you interact with them. But when you're actually in an establishment where you can actually relax and they come up to you and we talk, I mean, talking is so important, brother, where the fan tells you, hey, remember this, remember that. And I'll tell you, you know, they'll tell me, hey, remember that match you had with Fabiano and you guys were chained? Yeah. That was fucking crazy. And I said, well, you know what? He's right there, so don't remind him, right? don't stir things up, right? let's have a meal and let's relax.
Yeah, but it's true,
but
like
it
you
is
say,
beautiful.
That's like one of the first times I had, because like I said, sat down, ate, relaxed, had a really good time, and a lot of people were coming up and going, hey, man, you know, when are you going to wrestle here? When do you think they're going to? And it was the first time that I had a chance to talk to people or whatever, and first of all, I was the only Rulo there. So the Rulo fans were like, man, we're going to come sit with you because, you know, they're the only one that came down and all that. It was really cool, like you said, to really get a chance to sit down and interact with the fans. And I had a good time. I really did have a good time. I mean, I ate,
well,
drank, was married, and everything.
If you remember, Bobby, I don't know if you remember, but it was this little short guy. This little short guy that was recognized that he's a hardcore fan. Uh-huh.
Yes.
This guy is Rudo 100%, right? Rudo. He shows up with his big crane and it makes a racket.
Right.
And his whole section is all the Rudos or the heel faction, and that's
yes.
the beauty of our sport. And a lot of people say lucha libre and American wrestling. No, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same. Japan is the same. Australia is the same. We wrestled in Canada, in France. We wrestled in Amsterdam. It's the same thing. The fans identify with a certain wrestler or the style, the rule, or the faith. But the thing is, in any language, in any country, it's just the passion of the sport. And this, our sport, just brings that out in the fans. And they could yell at you in any language. We still know this old wrestler, the Alaskan. I don't know if you remember. And he's old school. He might have passed away. And we're in the dressing room in the Olympic one time, and the Mexican wrestlers are telling these funny jokes in Spanish, right? And he's just chuckling. He's just laughing, you know. So I'm sitting, and we're changing. I'll sit next to him, and I try to translate to him. He says, son, you don't have to translate. I've been all over the world. Different language, same bullshit.
and
he was just
true.
Getting the laugh. He was just getting like, he didn't understand the punch, but he was just, when everybody laughed, he laughed too because he knew it was something funny.
Yeah, it's true, but it's funny because the guy that you're talking about that went, you know, to the Puerto Escondido was telling me, hey, man, we're Rudos, we got to stick together, you know, because we're the only ones here.
Yeah, okay,
that
now you remember. Yeah, he's a little guy. I can't remember his name right now, but he's hardcore, man. He loves lucha, but he loves the Rudos, and Fabiano is one of his favorites.
Yeah, it's funny because we were laughing. We're talking because, yeah, you know, these technicals and blah, blah, blah. And then you said, hey, you know, we have an award for you. And not only did you give him an award, but you gave him a framed Cuauhtémoc Blanco a picture.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
man,
that's right.
The look on his face. I mean,
you remember real clearly now. That's right. Yeah.
He was so happy. He was so happy. It was funny that, you know, that went on. But it just goes to show that you guys know the fans and what they like and all
yes,
that. And
sir.
That, I'm going to tell you right now, that man went home happy. He went home really
yes,
happy
sir.
That day. And it just like you say, you know, we like to give back to the fans and all that. So, you know, I know
absolutely.
The pandemic is going on, but anything like that, you know, you working on for the future or, you know, strictly just saying, hey, we'll be waiting to see
absolutely.
What happens.
Absolutely. This one was canceled because of the COVID. But we'll finish out the year in a very cautious way. But God willing, always God willing, January of 2021, we'll start off with another reunion because we already had another 15 fans that we were going to recognize on the 5th. A lot of them, you'll remember them because They're right. That's the beauty about Lucha Libre Alliance, where we do our shows in Florence and Maine. The Fantino brothers use that expression. Says, the fans are in your face. And that's so true.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's
sure.
a small venue, you it's very intimate. It's very, very special. And so the fans, they're right there. I mean, yeah, of course, I wish we were in Staples. But still, the fact is that this is where we're at, and it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful because it's very, 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 very personal, you know. And to them there and spend some time with them and exchange stories and well, we can't do a lot of hugging right now or a lot of shaking hands.
Yeah.
But still, you feel the love because that's what it is, brother. It's always down to it's all love. If you don't love what you do, and you really don't belong in this. This is all of passion, man.
Yeah,
it's all of passion.
I agree 100%. But hold on a second, Akayam. I think we have I think we have somebody on the line right here. Somebody who's very knowledgeable in this specific sport. It's true. Like you say, and they know who you are, and a lot of them even stay too after. Hold on a second. Hey,
oh,
Enigma, it's Fabiano. Can you hear me, my friend?
Ah, brother, how you doing?
Hey, first of all, real quick for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio, the United Wrestling Council. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. And I was talking to Kayam, talking a lot about
how
they're giving back to the
band.
But now with us joining us, because
I can't even talk to him.
He's so busy, and he's got so much going on. We are lucky to be able to get him on the phone. Enigma de Oro, how are you, my friend?
We're doing good. We're doing good, brother. And we're hanging in there. We're working hard.
But take the mask off. The mask off when you're on the phone.
He is true to the game, man. He'll have that mask on 24/7. But you know, real quick before we continue on, we'll talk a little bit about this COVID. We might be getting ready for the second round, you know, and they're going to lock everybody down. But we were talking, Kayam and myself were talking about how you do the little live broadcast and meet and greet and everything for the fans at Puerto Escondido. But I was saying, man, that was one of the best times I had, this last one, because I went, we sat down and we ate and we talked and everybody got together and gave back to the fans.
And you ate
a
lot.
And give us your thoughts on that, because I thought it went really well, especially towards the end, because Enigma was...
Enigma says he picked up the tab. Is that true? Enigma says he picked up the tab. Is that true?
I don't know. He might have. Enigma, did you pick up that tab?
I think I dropped it or something.
Well, Nicolette was with us, and she said, hey, you know, I really feel like having a beer. They got buckets over there at the Enigma de Oro table. Can I go over? I go, he's like, take whatever you want, you know, or whatever. So it was really a good time, and you know, to give back to the fans.
I didn't mind getting the beer, but she took a whole bucket.
Hey, if she can drink a whole bucket. First of all, for the people listening to us, I've taking beers or whatever when we have the shows, and those things are gone before the first match even gets going or whatever. So it was awesome to be able to, you know, just sit down, have a beer, talk, and everybody was really, it was really, the word I'm looking for is almost like a family atmosphere, you know, when we had that last one. So Enigma, give us your thoughts on that, because I thought it went really well.
It was really nice. It's a family. It's a wrestling family, and I loved it because we were able to enjoy closeness to the family, the wrestling family, the Chivos, you know, and the people respect the Chivos, and we respect the family, we respect the wrestlers, we respect the family, the fans, which is most important of all. So it was a beautiful, beautiful gathering, and I loved it, I enjoyed it, and hope that we can do it again.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, hoping, because the little things like that keep the fans, you know, together and interested, and no, since we're not able to do any shows right now, I think once they finally take the leash off and let us have the show, I think it's going to be packed, because these people are itching, you know, to see the shows. Now, speaking of that, Warhawk was there. He talked a lot about getting that belt back especially over there while we were at Puerto Escondido. Talk a little bit about that. Is he worthy of that as the commissioner and the man who oversees most of the stuff? Is he in line for that belt, or what do you guys got planned for when that first show comes?
Well, he's in line. He's in line. Definitely he's in line. And the first show that we do, it's going to be definitely Warhawk versus Black Metal for the championship.
Yes.
And I'm authorizing that. And it's been already settled and done. So the main event is going to be Warhawk versus Black Metal for the championship.
Right.
Because he deserves it.
Yeah, he does. He's been putting in the work or whatever. I don't know where Black Metal was because I was the only Rulo that was there. I was hoping he would be there. But, you know, when I talked to him, he says, you know what, I've been training since I've been locked down. I'm going to make sure I hold on to this belt because Lucha Libre Alliance World Championship means a lot in this business. So you got him locked and loaded. But you also have some tag team champions that their last title match was against myself and Graffiti Kid, and yes, we did get defeated by them, which was a good match. What about those guys?
Well, I think it's going to be the semi-main event, the championship against the tag team champions. We're going to come back again, and we're going to prove that they are the tag team champions. They proved so far that they are good teams, and you know, Kayam's a strong wrestler, and Vito is super wrestler. So now, that's they are the champions, and I'm hoping that we can. But we're gonna put them up against you, Fabiano. And,
well, you know what? Let me pose this question to Kayam. Okay, for some reason, I don't know, because we've been for over 20 years, we've been wrestling against each other and everything.
Yeah.
For some reason, when Kayam and I team, it just doesn't work. We're out of sync. He gave me the doble patadas the last time and almost knocked me out. Why, Kayam, why do you think you and Vito are able to mesh so well? I mean, what am I missing here?
Well, let me tell you, Vito and I, we've gone at it many, many times. I mean, he was the heel for many years, and we've gone, he was barely coming up at that time. He was barely coming up, but I always told my brother Enigma, I go, hey, this kid, let's keep an eye on this kid, man. I beat him tonight, but boy, I don't know. In a year or two, this guy's going to be a problem. Because this kid is really coming up, and he's strong as a bull. And so he was, you know, I could see this kid was coming up. But in one particular match, Jack Fancy really humiliated him. He even slapped him. He slapped him. Because I beat Vito, and at that time he was wrestling as Apocalypse. I forget his full name, but he slapped him, you know. And I said, I pulled him, you know. I said, hey, bro, are you gonna put up with that crap? And he went around and he just let him have it. He let him have it. And the fans, I mean, loved it. He literally flipped that day. I held up his hand. We embraced. And ever since then, we've been a team of champs. And Vito, I hope you're listening. Brother, you have a bright, bright future, my brother. And just stay on the right path, and you'll be all right. Stay away from the Jack Fancy, stay away from the Black Metals, and stay away, especially stay away from Fabiano, right? And then you'll be all right.
Hey, but he, you know, when we had the big photo shoot at Paul's Photos, I talked to him then, and he said that. He goes, hey, man, winning this tag team belt with Kayam means a lot to me. He goes, because I put in the work. I'm always training. I'm always trying to, you know, get myself better. But there's no substitute for experience. He goes, and when I team with Kayam, it makes a big difference, you know, for me or whatever. So I think that was a good move for him, you know, to get rid of Jack Fancy and to move over there, because he's just, you know, been continuing to just keep growing from there. But real quick, can you guys hang on just 1 minute? I got to take a quick break, but there's one thing I want to talk to you guys about before we get out of here. So hang on real quick. We'll be right back with Kayam and Enigma de Oro. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. I got to do this commercial real quick, and then I got to talk to Guyam and Enigma about this. But
for
the people listeners, make sure you check out Yards After Contact. Got to check out Yards After Contact, printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com, and check out their Facebook page, which has great pictures of some of their work, with especially with those cornhole custom things that are awesome. And you can also check out the custom United Wrestling Council shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson. That's Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today. Now, it's funny because we're talking about the Yards After Contact, and before we used to play something called Chop Trivia, where I would ask a question. If you get it right, you get something from the prize table. If you get it wrong, somebody gets a chop. So they put a whole new spin on it, because we got that's the new thing. You throw those little sandbags in the thing, and if you make it in the hole, you know, or whatever. So we bumped this girl who I think it was one of Manny's daughters, one of the owners. She said, "Look, if I make two in a row, can I pick who I want to chop?" And we're like, "Absolutely." Boom, two right in a row, no problem. She goes, I'm going to go with Fabiano. I had to talk to Chop.
I think a lot of fans want that option.
This is right when you guys got there, because the Chivos were on Chivo time, and they were putting their gear on at the last minute to take pictures. So we were on the other side doing the live broadcast, and it was huge. People were like, "Oh, I want to try now." And everybody, so out of eight people who won, only two people took a prize. Everybody else wanted to see somebody get chopped. So they did. So I'm going to say right now, the next time I'm going to make time for the Chivos so they can get over there, and if somebody makes it, we can give them a chop, because I'm sure they definitely to check that out.
Next time I get there earlier so I could enter the contest so I can get some good chops on Fabiano.
Hey, if you can make two in a row, I will more than happily be able to take that job, because I tried all day. I made one out of a
two in a row is a figure four, brother.
Yeah, for sure. But real quick before we get out of here, because I'm running up against the clock. This is what's been going on. I've been, you know, especially with the COVID and everything, I've been watching a lot of, because I like New Japan. The reason I like luchas so much, and the reason I like Japanese wrestling so much, because it's true to the game, man. I mean, they really put it out there. WWE, not to be bagging on anybody, because I have a lot of friends out there, AEW, they're making it more of a show. It's just so much of a show, you hardly get to see.
But with all respect, WWE, my respect. I mean, there's this kid right now up there. They call him the bro, the something bro. Riddick, I think is his
name.
Riddle.
Riddle.
That boy, he has my respect, man. Because that kid. Oh, Jesus! He went against Sheamus in a one-on-one, and let me tell you, I was proud to see that match. Proud.
Yeah.
Because
he's legit.
Sheamus and Riddle. They went at it. Whoa. I mean, hard. Okay,
Matt Riddle,
and that
is legit.
That makes me proud to be a pro wrestler, to see
yeah.
these kids coming up and really showing the fans what lucha is all about.
Yes, well, he's legit. He coming from the UFC. He had a lot of wins, and the reason he got released from his contract is because of marijuana, which is legal in California now. I don't know why. I mean, it's
don't
not a
wrong with that.
Enhancer or whatever. So I don't know. But you know, it benefited him. He went to WWE, and look at him now. He's just doing really well. But the reason I have you both on, and I wanted to talk about this, is, you know, there's a guy named Mr. Kakao who makes the gear for all the Japanese guys and all that, and he is the biggest lucha.
Kakao, yeah.
Oh yeah, they used to do the shows back in the day. Well,
he wrestled a lot over here with Punisher.
Yes, absolutely. Well, he the luchadores went out to Japan not too long ago. And this is what I'm talking about. They had a big thing, you know, they mixed the lucha guys with the Japanese and everything like that. But after the tour was over, they kept three people. They kept Euphoria, Dulce Gardiña, and Carístico. They said, "Hey, can you stay for two more weeks? Because, you know, the people want..." So the question I have for both of you, we'll start with Enigma first. Why do you think it's so... I mean, they just go, and they just mesh so well with the Japanese, and they put on a show. I mean, it was packed over there, but it's different. Like, if you send those same three luchadores to maybe WWE or AEW, for some reason, it just doesn't click. Why do you think it works so well when they go to Japan as opposed to some of the companies out here?
Well, I think, you know, Japanese wrestling is very, 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 very tough and very, very intense, and
yeah.
They're respectful, and that's why the Mexican wrestlers go there and show them also what Mexican wrestling is all about. So
it's
a combination. It's a combination of both, and they respect the Japanese people respect real wrestling. And that's what Mexican wrestlers are doing there. And that's why they call them to come back, because they're showing actual wrestling, not acrobatics, not so much acrobatics, but actual wrestling.
Guyan, would you agree?
Yes, I do agree with my brother. It comes always down to your heart, man. These guys just project the love for their sport. Carístico, I mean, he comes from is a third generation wrestler, you know, and so I mean, it's in your blood, and the Japanese fans they understand that, they understand that 100% that. I mean, they love stiff stuff, but, I mean, our guys, believe me, we have guys that can dish it out. So, I agree with Enigma. It's respect for the culture, respect for their counterparts in Japan, and my respect to all those guys. And it just comes down to your heart, and these guys have it.
Yeah, and, you know, I was really, like, proud of them. I'm like, man, those guys went and put on a show. And when they say, hey, can you stay for two more weeks, you know, that's saying something. But I'm going to send you guys the link, like I am, and Enigma, so you can check it out. Because they did a whole thing. They showed from when they first got there, and, you know, they got off the plane and got on the bus. And I think... I'm not too sure. I think it was Taka Michinoku was, like, their go-between. You know, that. So they took them all out to eat. To go eat, and they gave them chopsticks, and they're like, "What we can't eat with these?" They were poking the meat and everything with it, and so the whole meal they were struggling. So after the last guy was finished, Taka goes, "Oh my God, the forks are right here. I'm so sorry." they wanted to kill that dude. Like,
that's good.
And they were asking. Yeah, they were going, hey, well, we need the chiles and all that. It was really good, and it was just really good to see how they you know, how much respect and the way they treated them, and it made you really, really proud to show, you know, how well the luchadores did out there. So I mean, I just have the utmost respect because it seems like, like the luchadores can adapt to anything, man, to the Japanese style or whatever, and it was really good. I got to send you guys that link so that you could check it out. But hey,
yeah,
I got to tell you
that.
Guys.
Yes.
Go for it. Yeah, for sure. I'll send it to you. I got to tell you guys, first of all, I know you guys aren't too familiar with the UWC. I mean, I remember you with Paul's photos, but, you know, Pistol Pete, the United Wrestling Council, was his for a while. And then when he had a stroke and all, he said, you know, I can't do this anymore. So Manny took over. He said, hey, man, I'm going to take over your company, and we're going to bring it back the way you like it, hard-hitting, you know, old-school style. We're going to mix it with some of the new generation or whatever and really, really bring it to the forefront. So when we all sat down and met, I'm like, dude, I got lineup for days. Got to bring in the Chivos. They know what's happening, and we're really working hard. And
Thank
we've
you.
Had everything. Well, the show at Paul's Photos is locked and loaded. All we're waiting for is for the CDC to give us the okay, and it's set. So hopefully we'll be over there real soon.
Man,
so for the people,
that'll be wonderful.
Yeah, for the people,
I mean, I think that group, they mean it, man, and we're 100% behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Lucha Libre Alliance. As soon as we get past, I'm hoping. I know Enigma. You know, I work in the medical field, and I got an email day before yesterday, and they're gonna give the vaccine to the healthcare workers first. Man, you got to see this email. I mean, they say you got to pack it in dry ice. I mean, it's huge. So I don't know if that's gonna be the key to where we can get back or whatever. But I do see, you know, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
It's part of life. That's
yeah, I want to get it over so we can get back out there, man, for sure. But Enigma de Oro.
Bobby, you know that, Governor Gavin said that's going to be priority. And, of course, Enigma says that the first vaccine goes to the workers. Nothing but luchadores first, and then everybody else.
I'll make sure that we get the workers in there first, for sure. I'll talk to Gavin Newsom myself. But, hey, man, I appreciate you guys coming on, man. We definitely look forward for, you know, everything to get back to normal. And, of course, Lucha Libre Alliance over there at the Lucha Arena, always a good show. Like I said, I get booked at other shows, and the people are like, hey, when are you going to be back at Lucha Alliance? Oh, I'm there next week. Okay, we're going to be there. We're going to be there, bro. We're going to be in the front row and all that. So, I mean, passionate fans, and I know they're dying to get back to see some good action, so we're definitely going to bring it to them. So, I appreciate you guys coming. I would tell Manny all the time, I go, I can always go to these guys because, you know, whenever I need that knowledge or get it out there, those are the two guys that I go to because they know what's happening. So, hopefully I'll see you guys at Puerto Escondido again real soon, all right?
Hopefully,
next month.
Okay, just keep me posted, and then we'll make sure that we put it out here so everybody knows to go down and check it out. All right, my friends?
Can I say my family,
and to all your followers, have a Merry Christmas. Please take care of yourself. God bless you. Listen to the experts, and God willing, we get over this darn thing, and we'll body slam it, and we'll work it out.
I agree. Enigma, what about yourself?
I just want to say the hymn that we always say, Viva la Lucha Libre.
Absolutely.
Viva la Virgencita de Guadalupe.
Andale.
Viva
okay.
México.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. We'll be right back after this. Chivos, everybody, make sure you keep up with them. Good night, everybody. I'm telling you, when I get those guys on, it's awesome, man, because we're talking easily over 20 years I've been wrestling with those guys, and they've been everywhere. And like we were talking about, the luchas, they can adapt to any style. But, of course, as we were talking about the photo shoot over there at Paul's Photos, far and away, is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Paul's Photos will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. You can call Mark at 310-375-7014. And you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. Like we were talking about over there, if you want to film some stuff and all that. It's pretty cool. Perfect place to have a show. So hopefully, Mark, if you're listening, man, we're working on it, man. Hopefully, this crap's going to be over soon and we can get out there and do it. As you see, Guyam, Enigma, they'll bring the belts. We'll have a whole show over there. and be ready to go. So that's huge. Good to have those guys on. But, you know, real quick before we get out of here, I got to tell you, man, the AEW, you know, I'm always saying, man, I wish they could do this. If you were to see their YouTube lineup, a lot of the matchups there, I'm like, man, I don't know why they don't put those on Wednesday. The Wednesday show could really use them. But anyways, Kenny Omega went over on Jon Moxley on Wednesday. And then I guess they're going to merge a little bit with Impact Wrestling, which I would definitely think would be 100% smart on Impact's behalf. I don't know if AEW really needs that, but they're kind of merging, which just makes everything a little bit more interesting. So I think that's a good thing for them. And then also, it was the return of Sting, who's 61 years old. And I'm like, man, hold on a second. That is the best cup of coffee I've ever had in my life. Can I have another one? I'll be most appreciative. At first, I thought it was Champurrado. But anyways, returning to AEW at the age of 61, I thought, man, you know, are they going to have him in some sort of a management position or spokesperson? But it looks like he's going to be active, an active wrestler. And I thought, wow, that's a lot for him or whatever. And then I read that his shirts broke records for the most T-shirts sold in a 24-hour period. So, I mean, I guess the people are still want to see him or still, you know, I guess there's a few teeth left in that tiger or whatever. But when you could, at 61 and being who you are and being able to sell out the most shirts ever in 24 hours, that's saying something. Maybe I'm missing something. They got something over there. They know what they're doing. So he's making his turn. We'll see what happens with him as far as like wrestling or whatever, who he's going to be with. So we'll definitely look forward to that. But I was talking especially to Nicolette because, you know, she's here on Wednesday with me, and I'm always like, yo, did you see this match? But I'm telling you, Chris Jericho's last two matches, the one against Christopher Daniels and then the one against Frankie Kazarian, I thought was one of his best matches. I'm like, man, those are – that trio right there is well-experienced or whatever, and they put on a show. And when you think about it, this is why. And these are the two people. This is why I have the utmost respect for Chris Jericho and even more for Chris Daniels. Both of them back in the day were coming up, paying their dues. They worked, both of them worked at the Zacatecano in Compton for Platano, and they also worked for Antonio at All Nations. I've seen both of them. We're talking, man, maybe 1996, 97, right in that area. And that's why they're so good. They've got so much experience, and they worked in those little lucha places like that and brought all that experience with them and still to this day had some good matches. And Frankie, too. Frankie used to work with us when cheerleader Melissa's dad, Doug Anderson, used to do shows. We even shared a room out there, Palmdale or something like that. And you know, he was like, yeah, he was always working and always, you know, getting experience and everything like that. So those are good workers. They got to give them guys a little bit more of a push, man. Put them out there, dude. Those guys can go, especially Chris and Frankie, man. Those guys, and Scorpio Sky, too. I don't know why they're not doing a little, maybe some sort of a six-man tag team championship or whatever. I think if you put SoCal Uncensored against like the Dark Order or the, you know, those guys or whatever, I think that would be, you know, a great you know, new twist to keep everything moving, keep everything, and plus give the guys some more work, you know, put some more people in there that they want to see. So definitely look forward. I think they're making moves that are starting to head towards, you know, the right way, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know, I might be wrong, but anyways, before we get out of here, you know, I was making a list because this kills me, and I do get a lot of slack for it or whatever, but, you know, I see so many WWE wrestlers that are just lost in the shuffle that are so talented. So I made a top five, and I'm going to start at number five with Gran Metalik, who used to be the El Rey de los Cuerdas when he was in CMLL. I mean, such talent. Dude, I just saw a match with him and Volador Junior in Japan, and they just definitely blew the roof off that place. I don't understand why he's not getting, you know, I don't know what they're doing. I don't. They put that guy out there. He can go. Then Garza, of course, Garza is awesome. Revalión Amarillo, when he was working at the Crash, I don't know if it's who you put him up against or whatever, but he's fallen by the wayside. And my number three is Tozawa. Akira Tozawa has talent. talent galore. And then instead of letting him wrestle, they made him a ninja and all this stupid stuff or whatever. But, man, you got to put that guy out there and let him go, man. That guy's good. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. I had to take a drink of that coffee because it's so good. And then my number two, of course, Manuel Andrade. I'm so happy to see him making money and doing well and, you know, maybe engaged to Charlotte Flair, which is huge. But, man, when he was La Sombra back in CML, he was just the man. And then him, too, went to Japan, and he's wrestled Nakamura in Japan. He's wrestled a lot of Bullet Club people and stuff out there and put on a show. I think they could just do so much more. And my number one out of everybody, Shinsuke Nakamura, man. That guy, I've been a fan of his since the beginning. That dude can go, man. He's got so much talent, and same thing, he can go with anybody. You know, it's him and Cesaro, you know, to throw in him and Cesaro, dude, that tag team was awesome. I just think they just need to do more. I'm tired of seeing Randy Orton. I'm sorry, man, but I'm tired of seeing Randy Orton, and I don't really like Randy Orton, so let me take that back. I'm tired of those guys. Put them guys out there. Give them even an 8 to 10 minute match, and they'll show you what wrestling's all about, especially with Nakamura. Huge waste of talent. That guy's awesome. But anyways, I wanted to throw that in there or whatever because it just disgusts me. I used to look so forward. When you have a 3-hour show, how can you not use them dudes? I mean, I just don't get it. You got 3 hours. Put them dudes in there, man. They'll get you to the promised land. So anyways, big thanks to Kayam and Enigma for coming on and talking about the COVID and talking about I'm telling you, man, if you want to have a good time, next time they have another meet and greet and Furio Latino Radio out there, go down and check it out. I went. I took my wife, 1,000% Knockout Nicolette. We all went. We ate. The food was great. We had a great time talking to the people. And like one of the best times I had. I mean, we just had so much fun just talking to people and enjoying, you know, their company and stuff like that. So we definitely look forward to that. So big thanks to our sponsors, of course, Paul's Photo, and, of course, Yards After Contact. Don't forget, got to check out Yards After Contact, printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com, and you can also check out their Facebook page. Great pictures of some of their great work, especially the custom United Wrestling Council shirts, modeled by our own Manny Pinson. You got to check that out. He's got the golf shirt or whatever. You got to check. I don't know if they have it up yet. If not, next time we have a big photo shoot over there, we'll make sure we get some pictures of him in there. And I think he even told me we got some shirts over to Paul himself so he can sport it. Maybe they could do like a duo or whatever, take a picture together. So make sure you check out Yards After Contact, Yards After Contact, and get your custom gear today. Awesome stuff. And those cornhole boards are ridiculous. Hopefully we'll get one of those before we have the next big show over there to check them out, play some chop trivia. As you see, if you can make it 2 in a row, you can pick your person to chop. So you definitely want to come down and check that out. So big thanks to Kayam and Enigma de Oro, and, of course, Manny Pinson for making all this happen and working with UWC, trying to get everything set. Put the word out to Mondo Guerrero to get on here, so hopefully we'll have him on next week. Manny, if you're listening, give him a buzz, man. I didn't hear back from him. So I want to get him on because him and Pete were so similar, you know, and they used to say the same thing. Hey, man, you know, you need to learn your holds and your wrestling and all that before you get out there and all that. So I would like to pick his brain a little bit about some stuff like that. So everybody, look to the UWC. Make sure we've been steadily working on the website so you can have something to go to. You can check out some of the archived shows, upcoming events, if you want to buy some shirts and stuff. So Delia and Manny are working to put all that together so that you can just go straight there and get what you need. As soon as all this COVID crap is over, big show coming up at Paul's Photos. It's locked, loaded, ready to go. We're just waiting to get the word. And, of course, we'll be back here next Friday, 7 to 8:30. We're going to keep the wheels spinning. Hopefully we'll have Mondo. I'll keep everybody posted. I didn't get a chance to get it out there on the social media. So between myself, Manny, and Delia, we can get it all together to make sure you guys know what's coming up. Gabriel Green, hopefully get him on. He went to fight camp, so it might be a while to get him on. So we definitely want to talk to him. So for the people listeners, don't forget, check us out, United Wrestling Council Radio, every Friday. We usually say 7 to 8:30, but I give us that half hour in case we go over, but it's usually 7 to 8. So we'll make sure we'll see everybody here next Friday. Make sure you check us out. All right, everybody. See you then.